Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Senator, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to the both of you.
Thank you.
Len, have you picked out your tuxedo for the inaugural ball yet? Are you going to be cutting a rug with the missus out there? What are you going to be doing, buddy?
Well, you haven't seen me dance. So
no? You're like me. I remember when I was married and Brian's mom would say, come on and dance. I said, no, you don't want to be embarrassed. No.
But you know something? There's something, I don't know what it is, maybe you don't have the feeling, but as I read more about what the new governor has said, okay, I think there's going to be some Democrats that are going to have, I'm talking about the old line Democrats, spend everything. I think that he's going to have a problem with that. I don't know why I think it, but I do, because he said something back quite a while ago. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not really sure where Governor Lamont sits on a lot of these issues. What I find interesting is that when Governor Malloy won, if you think back, Governor Malloy, right after the election, started going out and putting out an agenda by virtue of various speeches at various forums. And talking about what he wanted to do, 10,000 foot level, but what he wanted to do and where he wanted to go. And I see a emptiness there that Governor Lamont has not been doing that. And therefore, this vacuum has been caused. And the Democrats are out there saying, here's our first five that we want to do. And they keep promoting the first five. And Governor Lamont the other day said, yeah, you know, I think we could talk about those things, but what I want to do is enrich Connecticut's economy.
And there you go.
To a different playbook. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and you know, Len, one of the things I'm wondering is, and we were talking with folks earlier on the show about this, and, you know, you wonder after his inaugural speech coming up, you know, if and when, you know, the Democratic leaders there are going to, you know, try to get to him in a meeting and whether, you know, they say, well, look, congratulations on your win, but here's the way things have always been done, .. up here, or whether he says, well, that's nice, I'm the governor, you guys are the general assembly, here's what we're going to do. Oh, man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in those meetings.
Me too.
Len, I'm guessing, Len, they're not going to invite you in that meeting. I'm just guessing.
Well, I think some of those probably already took place to some extent. I think that, that's what I'm saying. I don't, you know, I still hear Governor Lamont on the news this morning talk about, I only want to toll trucks. Whether that's legal or not is a different issue. But I think that the Democrats want to toll everything. So the question is, how does that kind of get sorted out? And although they talk about some issues, I'm not sure there's a true understanding of the details of those issues. So I really do believe, and I really mean this sincerely, I think Governor Lamont wants to do the right thing for the state of Connecticut without a predisposed agenda of what he believes is right. Governor Malloy was always, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm right. Nobody else has any idea what to do.
That was him. That was him. We have two choices here, my way.
That was it.
And if you don't understand my way, it's because you're just not smart
enough. Yeah, you're stupid. Yeah, what's the matter with you? Yeah, oh, my God.
I think Governor Lamont is different. I think Governor Lamont says, you know, and how he was, at least in the meetings I've had with him, and conversations I have with him, has been, what do you think? Where do you see we should do here? What do you think we should do there? And he would absorb it, and maybe in his mind he was saying, no way, I don't know. But at least outwardly he was asking, I think, the right questions and nodding his head and thinking of some things.
Now, you just said, Len, you've had meetings with him one-on-one. What are your... For people that are never going to be able to talk to the guy simply because of logistics and meet him, what's the feeling you get from sitting and chatting with Ned Lamont? What kind of a guy is he?
I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a thoughtful guy. I think he takes stuff in. He's a cordial guy. He's easy to talk to, unlike Malloy.
Unlike your favorite governor.
Very difficult to talk to.
Yeah.
Very edgy. Ready to knock out your foundation, to shake your proposition. I think Ned Lamont accepted your foundation and listened to your proposition and would think about it. Whether he agrees with it or not at the end of the day, I'm not sure yet. But he at least is very approachable, and I think that's very good.
And I said that to my partner the first day that I talked to him.
Yeah, I mean, when you meet him...
likable.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy. You know, the only thing that gives me a little pause is, you know, not having experience in that building. I say this sincerely. That building is a living, breathing animal.
Oh.
And you could walk into the LOB, Legislative Office Building, and just walk around, and you'll get, if you know the building, you'll get a flavor of what bills are real, what bills aren't,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, has got the momentum, who doesn't, and it will tell you a story. If you're new to the building, it will just sound like a bunch of chaos.
Yeah.
And my concern is, not having experience in the building in the executive branch gives me a little pause, because then they're going to be playing catch-up. And in that building, you got to be ahead of the issues, not trailing them.
You know, Len, one thing that I think is somewhat hopeful is, other than people who have been past governors, immediate governors, I think it's interesting that Ned Lamont is a businessman. He's very rich. He got rich, you know, by jumping on the cable TV installation business, mainly for buildings, at the right time. So, you know, Len, he kind of knows, you know, I'm sure he's looked at his balance sheets and looked at taxes and knows that he, you know, what people face when they have to meet a payroll and all the things that are involved with that. So from that perspective, I'm kind of interested to see what he says.
You know, he's obviously a smart business guy, because when cable came out and I was a kid, I was thinking, who the heck would pay for TV?
Oh, yeah.
Shows you where I was.
Right? No, but he jumped right on it when he got out of college.
Yep. And, you know, I think that it does bring a different perspective. But there's so many influences in that building.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, he may have the business acumen to come up with good things and move the state forward. The question is, you still need the political and the understanding of that building to achieve success. I've seen really good ideas fail because of politics, not because of policy.
Yeah.
You know, again, do you believe, Len, what I believe, and that is that we've got to straighten Connecticut out or we're not going to make it? And I would think that with what he has said in his own way, that he does believe that Connecticut is in big trouble, and he's the guy that got elected, and he's got to fix it.
I think he does believe in that. I think he honestly does believe that message. But he's going to have landmines and detours that are going to look like faces of politicians, particularly on his side of the aisle, that he's going to have to maneuver. And that takes a lot of... at times it will take strength, and at other times it will take finesse. But that comes with knowledge of the building. And that's where, if there was any weakness that I see in the executive branch, it's the knowledge of the building. I look at the team he's assembled, and they're all very good people. His chief of staff is very smart. But the atmosphere in the building is what really is going to be a large part predicating his success.
It's not for the weak of heart, Len, is what you're saying, to be in that building 20 all day, right?
And it's going to take off. I mean, we're going to get, the way I kind of view the way if you had to do a cartoon, mm-hmm. it's like the Democratic majority are hitting the gates that are locked, and they're bowing in and then recoiling and bowing in. And as soon as swearing in is going to happen, they're going to charge through those gates, and anybody in their way is going to get trampled. And that's how I view they're going to hit this ground running. Because if you look at the history of the Democratic majority when they had large numbers, in odd years, which will be in 2019, mm-hmm. they get as much of their agenda as accomplished as they can.
Yeah.
Much as their self-interest, if I would argue, sort of one-sided agenda. And then in 2020, when it's election year, they cool their jets off and it's pro-business.
Sure. Taxes, they always do that.
Oh, yeah.
They always have done that in the past.
So, yeah.
And you look at SB, what we call the Senate Bill number one, in the odd years, it's tax, it's this, that, the other thing, progressive ideas. And then you look at the even years, it's good economy, jobs for everybody, cut taxes. That's what they do. And so they're going to come out of this gate running, sprinting. And if Governor Lamont allows their agenda to pass unabated and early, they'll hold him hostage on his stuff till later on. And that's what he's got to be careful of.
And one other thing, Len, too. Now, when this all starts, when it all happens, isn't he the kind of a leader, or do you think, I don't know him, it's just from the, some of the stuff he said, but let's take Donald Trump, for example. And if somebody was trying to tell him what he thought was better for the state of Connecticut, he'd take care of it. Now, do you think that this gentleman, who is our new governor, has that kind of drive as well?
I think if he thinks it is a good idea, I think if he thinks that things are going well, I am so sorry. I just got an emergency phone call.
All right, Len, we'll let you go.
Go ahead. Okay.
Thanks, Len. No, appreciate it. Go ahead. Take care of that. We'll be in touch.